shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up. Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Linda Kett, and I'm your host today. My brother Mark is on the road, and he should be calling in. But meanwhile, you got me, and in the studio with me is Gary Kett. How are you doing, Gary?
Good morning.
And, of course, we always have Rachel over there, our good soundboard operator and producer and all-around good gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, we would like to thank our sponsors, North State Consultants. You can get in contact with them at 530-221-0101. Consultations are made by appointment only. If you would like to sponsor us or advertise on our show, you can give us a call at the same number, 530-221-0101, and we'll be happy to help you out with that. So to start with, I guess, Gary, we want to talk about Mr. Wilkinson's house.
Yes, Fran and Dick Wilkinson live down on Barrel Court, have the Christmas display.
Right, that monstrous, beautiful red barn that's all lit up down there.
Right, and they've been doing that for years now. I'm not exactly sure just how many years they've been doing, but it's probably over 10 years. It's been quite a while. And the last couple, I guess 3 years, they've had the Salvation Army
kettle down there.
And they started on December 1st, and they will go through Monday night, New Year's Eve night. So it'll be 31 days. Last year, the kettle received really just short of $15,000, just in that one kettle.
Yep. And they do an awesome job down there.
Oh, they do. And this year they are running somewhere between $12,000 and $13,000, awesome. The last that I checked with them. So the display's down there, and it's there for everybody to see. And I know I have been down there several nights ringing the bell and talking to folks down there. And it's one thing that when you pull up in there, you see the house and notice all the beautiful display on the house. But also there's a barn, the big red barn that's off to the side of the house. So as you pull around, you can see back in and see what's all on in front, on the ground in front of the barn, and then up on the barn wall. So it's really, really impressive. So we just want to remind folks that the display and the lights will stay on until December 31st.
Okay, and I also understand that the traffic's not too bad down there right now, so you can get in there and actually enjoy he's got going on down there.
Yeah, we've had several people that drive through and then drive back up the street and pull over and park and then walk back and take a look at the display. But it's really worth seeing, and of course, then another thing, if everybody goes through there and, say, gives a dollar to put into the Salvation Army. It's because keep in mind now, all the money that goes into these kettles stays
here in Shasta County,
right?
Is an awesome thing.
Stays in Shasta County, but another thing that on top of that is all this money goes to help folks that need help throughout the year. There's no administration cost taken out. There's nothing. It's whatever goes into a kettle stays to help people throughout the year. So this is quite a help that the Salvation Army does to the community. If somebody, say their home burns down.
Right.
Or whatever thing that would befall.
And times are tough out there right now, so they do a lot of help. They help a lot of people out there.
That's right. So it's on Barrel Court, just off
it's
of a
3187 Barrel Court. It's right off of Bonneview.
That's right.
So there we have it. So go down there and check it out. It's a great thing. And I think we have Mark on the line. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, you know, the fun never stops.
Yep, we're having lots of it right here in the studio.
Yep. I'm sitting here at a tire shop in Barstow, California right now, waiting for some tires to put on. You haven't lived until you had a flat in the middle of the desert in the middle of the night. It's in a camper and trying to get the tire out from underneath the truck.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, what would you do without all that fun, anyhow, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I say, the fun never stops. You guys sound like you're doing a good job there today. I just thought I'd call and check in and let everybody know I'm okay, and I'll be back next week. But, I don't think you guys are going to have any trouble filling the rest of the hour, so I can't see any real reason for me to stay on the line. I think you should just take it over, you and Gary, and then I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right, we will do that. I think we can handle it from here on out. And
I think so.
Yeah, we'll be good. You be right, safe, good. And no more flat tires.
I'll be listening, so don't screw up.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Hey, it's no fun if we don't screw up once in a while, right?
That's true. That is true. So very good. Okay, guys, well, you have a great day. Have a great weekend, and if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me.
All right. Well, you take care now. Thanks for calling us.
Happy New Year, Mark.
All right.
Happy New Year. Bye.
Well, there you have it from the middle of the desert in Barstow. So I guess I will announce the Veterans Dinner that is
right.
The New Year's Eve Gala down at the Veterans Hall. That is the Northern California Museum and Heritage Center is putting on a New Year's Eve Gala Dinner. The tickets are $35, and they are serving prime rib, and that's going to be at the Veterans Hall.
Yeah, and it's also a dance afterwards, isn't it?
They have I believe so. Yeah, they're going to have dancing, too, so you can have a lot of fun down there. So
yeah, we're planning on going.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, of course, that helps out the museum and all their projects that they got going on over there. So
is that the one on Yuba Street?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is at 1620 Yuba Street.
Right next to the downtown post office.
Yeah, and you can park across the street at the train station.
Right.
Helps sometimes. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, go down there and show your support for them. I'm sure that they would love to have you. And prime rib is sounding pretty good.
Well, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So with that, what else do we want to go over here before we move on? I think what we're going to talk about with Gary, I think we're about ready to go to a break here, is we're going to come back and hit on some Agenda 21 stuff that seems to be a hot topic these days, which it should be. A lot of people out there are still wondering if Agenda 21 is real and what all is going on with that and where it hits us all. You know, they're hitting us from all sides.
Well, it's actually coming from all sides, and the thing with it is, Agenda 21 is a written document with the United Nations, but coming into the local areas is where they put wheels to it or put action to Agenda 21 on a local level. It's sustainable communities, sustainable development. Smart growth. There's just a lot of buzzwords out there, but it comes into transportation, into water. There's just a lot of different areas.
Yeah, I mean, it hits us on private property. It hits water rights. I mean, just every aspect of our life, it is affecting us somehow.
Yes. Well, and there's so many people. I shouldn't say so many, but there are a number of people that talk about conspiracies and this and that and the other thing. The main reason that they mention conspiracies is because they haven't read Agenda 21. If you read it and you understand it, then you will know that it actually exists and it's going on. So if someone sits back and says, oh, this is just a conspiracy, probably means that they didn't look into it to see really what's about.
They have not done their education.
Right.
Like with a lot of the issues that we have going on in our world today and our government is people are not getting the education they need. And that's what we hope to do is bring that information to them, give them the truth, and let them, you know, figure it out for themselves whether they want to go with it or not. But they have to have the information.
Right. Well, there's several levels that are going on in California. There's a group down in the Bay Area called ABAG, and it's Association of Bay Area Governments. It's 9 counties and 110 cities. That's 9 counties and 110 cities. And these counties and cities have put one member of their governing body onto this big ABAG board. And they're building a climate change document to fit one size fits all. They call it the one Bay Area plan. And in this plan is something called VMT, Vehicle Miles Traveled. And folks may have heard me say in the past that they are going to start restricting our number of miles to travel. And the Yolo County has got their climate action plan already in place, and they're talking about 44 miles a day per household in urban areas and 77 miles a day out in rural areas. Well, Gary, they can't do this. Well, folks in ABAG in the Bay Area, they're working on it. And what they're working on is taking the acronym and lengthening it out, but I can go into that here.
Okay, I think with that, we got to take a break. And before we go to the break, I want to read our first quote. Let us not then turn this government back into the channel in which the framers of the Constitution originally placed it. And that was by Abraham Lincoln. And with that, we will go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Get back and reach the stars. Pull one down to you. Shine it on the heart. So you could see the truth. And this love I have inside.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Jim Beers joins us. We'll talk about the federal government's transition from managers of land to closers of land, as well as predators, faux science, gun control, and the effect of all of these on rural America. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
And we're back. This is KCNR 1460. If you'd like to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. All right. Just before we went to the break, Gary, we were talking about this beautiful mileage tax, I guess you could you can only drive 44 miles and then...
Well, actually, you could drive more than 44 miles. It's just going to cost you a whole bunch of money. But the thing with it is what they're looking at down in the Bay Area is that I mentioned earlier VMT, vehicle miles traveled. Well, actually, what they're doing is they're changing that just a bit. Of course, you would expect that. Vehicle miles traveled tax. Be a tax on it. What they're talking about doing is putting GPSs in the car to where they can have a figure on how many miles you actually do drive, and then it's 10 cents a mile. And what they're figuring is that the average driver in the Bay Area travels 13,500 miles a year. That's the average.
The average.
Imagine some drive 60,000-70,000. But anyway, 13,500 miles a year, 10 cents a mile, is $1,350 in a beautiful little tax will be added on to us, just as though we have so much floating around in our economy and in our wages that we can afford to have an additional tax added on to us. Which is we'll get into later, some of the other taxes that are coming.
And they don't get enough of our taxes on our vehicles with just the fuel and our registration and everything. And you know,
they're talking about raising registration fees again.
I know. Personally, I have an older Ford truck, and this is the only state, I've mentioned this before, this is the only state I've lived in that my registration goes up every year instead of down. It started out at $69 a year. I'm up to $99 a year now for the same vehicle. It's like, really? Okay. You know, this is insane.
Well, of course it's insane. And the thing with it is right here in beautiful Shasta County, we've got the Shasta County Air Quality Management District is in the process of putting together their climate action plan that I've worked on. And to be quite truthful with running for office and the recount and everything else, I'm not exactly sure where the county's at with this movement. But there's some things in there that are quite draconian. I didn't bring them with me today, so I'd have to speak off the top of my head. But there's several issues one of the issues they wanted to bring up until I started talking with them and mentioning that it really wasn't possible to go where they wanted to go, but they were wanting to change the tank on our toilets in our homes, down to 1.4 gallon tanks. And I got talking to a developer here in town and asking about it because, when I got home that day, I was told about the 1.4. I got home and found out we had 1.6 tanks in the house and was told that we're going to have to change them. So then I got talking to a developer, and the developer says, well, Gary said, we don't put 1.4 in homes because 1.4, there's not enough water to push the volume downstream to move it along. So it's going to cause a real problem. And I said, really? And they said, yeah. So then they said, well, also, you can also Google cities in Southern California with having tremendous problems with their sewer systems because there's not enough moisture in it, water in it, to push the product to where it's got to go. So they're having to go back and steam clean their sewers out, spending millions of dollars. So some of these issues that are coming up as far as climate action, and we're gonna save greenhouse gas here and save greenhouse gas there. Some of them need to be vetted a bit more than what they are before they start putting them into place.
Yeah, with the greenhouse gases, they want to go back to like 1990
levels.
Yeah.
AB 32 calls to go back to 1990 levels by 2020. See, there's another thing coming too with a bill SBX77 that was passed in 2009. All urban water suppliers, such as the city of Reading in our case, are going to have to reduce their water usage by 10% by 2015 and then an additional 10% by 2020. So, in other words, you are going to have to reduce your water usage by 20%. Now, the way that they're going to be able to check this and tell what's going on is they're most probably, and it's been rumored and talked about, that they're going to put smart meters on our water meters so that they can tell exactly what the usage of water is. And then you can use more water if you'd like to.
Oh, but you'll pay for it.
It's going to be tiered, this new tiered building. And with the tiered building,
billing,
I should say, with the tiered billing, you can go to a certain level. But if you go over that level, whoops, boy, I'll tell you what, the price goes right through the roof. So this new tiered living is billing is part of what's going on with the climate action plan, and they can you have to put in landscape, put in a certain kind of plants and vegetation, and then new sprinklers, low water usage. I mean, there's just a tremendous amount they could force you to change to. You change your hot water heater to a solar hot water heater. Well, that's fine. Of course, they cost between $6,000 and $8,000, but it's fine to have one of them. But then they've also come along with something called the PACE plan. And I don't recall what PACE stands for, but the PACE plan, what it basically is the state of California has set it up to where you can borrow the $8,000 from a commercial bank.
Right, and then it goes on to your property taxes.
And they would add a line to your property tax. Well, there's even a problem with that because Sonoma County's done it and they've got $30 million worth of these loans. And now people are having a problem if they want to sell the house or if they want to add on and get a loan against the house to add on or whatever.
Right,
got a little one coming.
Shows up as like a lien.
Right, it's a lien. So then you have a lien that's got to be paid for before you can get another loan. So, I mean, we're walking into a landmine, folks, and people really need to know what's happening, what's going on with these issues. Do we really need to what I feel is really going to damage our economy with this stuff coming forward. So it's a whole mixed bag, and we haven't even mentioned water yet. I mean, outside the fact that the city's going to have to cut back 10%,
right,
15 and 10% and 20, but there's other issues coming also.
Very good then. There's just so much of it. It's just unbelievable that they don't stop, you know.
See,
they just keep going. I mean, it's affecting everything. And if folks out there, if you don't think that it's not going to affect you at some point, you are so wrong. You really need to get educated on these issues because no matter whether you own your house or not, it's still going to affect you in every walk of your life, whether you're driving or whatever. So,
well, and there's another thing on it, on the climate action plan we hear within the county is, end of trip facilities. Say, for instance, you own a business and your employees are going to start riding their bicycles to work. So, excuse me, just govern accordingly that they're riding their bicycles to work, that you should have a shower for them to take a shower when they get to work, that they have a secure place to park their bicycle, put their bicycle, that they have showers, and you have men and women, so you'd have to have separate showers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to have a personal locker to where they can keep their working clothes as compared to their bike riding clothes.
And you better have a cleaners in there somewhere.
Well, see, this is written right into this climate action plan.
Unbelievable.
Now, the county's original draft had it written right into it. I think now what they've gone back and now they have titles and they don't totally explain what's under the title. It's still there. It's just going to pop up. It's another one of those kind of deals where why don't you go ahead and pass it and then we'll see what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. Then we can read it and see what's in the bill.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean, there are things coming that we are not going to like and we need to be more proactive. We need to be finding out what's going on. And one thing.
So if somebody wanted to learn more about the climate action plan, what would they do? Where would they go? Where could they start obtaining the information?
Well, there's a website that I put together some time ago called ShastaCoordination.com. Probably should change the name of that, make it a little shorter so people could get to it easier. But it's ShastaCoordination.com. And there's several videos there. And there's also several documents to read there. And you can actually, the document I'm talking about, the draft climate action plan is actually there. I forget what the name of it is on the site, but I think it's highlighted. And there's about 21 pages, and just read through those pages and look at the smart meters in there, the landscaping's in there, the end of trip facilities in there, the tiered building, the new tiered billing. Is there. So I mean, it's all right there.
Okay, is there any other place that they might be able to find that information?
Yeah, there is. Last Thursday here on this program, on this station, Carl Bott and Trish Clark were talking about Agenda 21, and they did a really good job. I wasn't able to listen to all of it, but they did a real good job on it. And both of them mentioned Rosa Corey. Now, she lives in Santa Rosa. She's
Behind the Green Mask is
right,
a good book.
Right, and she's a Democrat, but she's... This isn't Democrat Republican. This isn't conservative liberal. This is our lives, is what we're talking about. And she has a website that really should go to. It's probably more entailed than mine. But she talks and has been working on the One Bay Area Plan, ABAG, the Association of Bay Area Governments. She's knee deep in that over there. And you can see what's coming to San Francisco is coming to the rest of California. So what's going on there is going to morph out into the other areas. So by keeping an eye on what's happening there, you can do it. You can look at Yolo County Climate Action Plan. You can Google that and look at that 235-page document. So it's out there. It's just folks need to start making themselves aware of what's happening.
All right, and with that, I take it we need to go to a break. And remember, we are streaming live. And so this is KCNR, 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. And we'll catch y'all on the other side.
It's in your eyes, there's no disguising it. It really comes as no surprise to find that you planned it all along.
Anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Thank you.
And we're back, and we're talking about climate action plan and Agenda 21 and all of that. And before we go on, I would like to read another quote. It is, "Don't interfere with anything in the Constitution. That must be maintained, for it is the only safeguard of our liberties. And not to Democrats alone do I make this appeal, but to all who love these great and true principles." And again, that was Abraham Lincoln.
And a great man.
Yes, he was. Our founding fathers were wonderful men, very intelligent. It's hard to believe all the things that they did for us that we need to try to keep.
Well, we wouldn't have this country if it wasn't for them. We wouldn't be living the lives that we're able to lead because of them.
Right. So back to this Agenda 21, I just want to let the people know out there that this affects your water, your land, minerals, all the plants, animals, construction, all means of production, information, energy, all the human beings in the world, basically. This is inventory and control is what Agenda 21 is after.
Well, wasn't it, I think, again, on one of these microphones sitting in front of us right here, there was a statement made some time ago by a county official that if you lived in the county of Shasta,
you breathe
in the county of Shasta, you work in the county of Shasta, this individual controls your life. And when that, I happened to hear that live when it was mentioned, and I just thought it was astronomical that anyone that works for a government entity can make such a statement. Because we must remember who owns the government, who owns the Shasta County government, who owns the city of Redding. It's the people,
it's the people,
not the staff. It's we, the people, that own what we have here, and that we need to be. Some of these officials need to be more responsive to us rather than us being responsive to them.
And that's where it comes to being educated and getting involved, going to your city council meetings, going to the board of supervisors. Excuse me. And knowing what they're doing, not just taking them at their word, you know, getting the information and getting plugged in and showing them that we care about our city and our country.
Well, you know, the thing with it is everybody knows that by 11 votes, I was able to gain a seat on the Redding City Council recently. But having said that, I have actually attended every single city council meeting since January of 07, except for two. So I've been there and I've listened. And the thing that really bothers me is the number of people that do not come to city council meetings. And part of the reason is because the councils of the past have not been receptive to the people. And the one thing that I want to make mention to you folks out there is there's mention that there's a team concept of running the city of Redding and the county of Shasta. Well, I believe in the team concept. My belief in a team concept might be a little different than some of the others in our areas, but my concept of a team is, say, for instance, the city of Redding. Our five Redding City Council people and the people of Redding are the team, and the staff of the city of Redding and the county of Shasta are the employees to implement the policies and the work of the city of Redding. So it's the council members and the people of Redding, which means that the people of Redding should come to the city council meetings and let their voice be heard. Whether it's an issue that I'd be on the other side of, I want to see the folks come in and give their word of what they want to see have happen with the city of Redding. Now, I know some people say, the meetings are too long. It doesn't make any difference to me how long the meetings are as long as the people have their say in what they want done.
Right. And I know a lot of people out there have never been to city council, or if they have, whether it's city council, board of supervisors, any type of meeting like that, if you haven't been plugged in, you may not know how it works. And the only way that they're going to find out how it works and get over their fear of speaking or being plugged in is to go and watch to what's happening and what the city officials are saying and everything. Well, otherwise, they have, you know, personally, I wasn't involved in politics at all until, you know, 3 years ago, really. And, you know, I didn't know what they did at city council, really. Now I'm pretty well plugged in with that. And that's what you have to do. You have to go out, get off the couch. You have to go out, get plugged in, get around the people, start getting the information so you know, so you can make a good call on it.
Well, there's two things that people can do as far as the city of Reading is concerned. You can go to your computer. You can go to the city of Reading, to the Reading City Council, and there's a link to videos. And you can click on the videos. Now, you do have to download a Microsoft program called Silverlight, which helps you run the program. And it's really, really a nice program. It's really a neat program. And if you click on it, you can go to any previous meeting. Then on the there's a screen, a video screen. And then just below that, there's an agenda of that particular night's agenda. And you can click on each individual item, and it will the video will jump to that
All
item.
Right.
So you don't have to listen to 6 hours if a half-hour issue is what you want to talk to, if you want to relate to. So you either can come to the city council meetings, which you're there, which you can fill a blue card out, which are in the back of the room, and then you can turn to the clerk and get up and speak. And either that, or you can sit at home and watch it on your video, on your computer screen, and like me, sometimes you sit there and scream at your screen. But anyway, so you can hear what is going on now with the county.
And people need to do that so they know where the different city council and board of supervisors, where they sit on these issues, whether it's climate change. I mean, we've got so many different issues, and a lot of people say, oh, I don't like it, or, you know, so-and-so's for that, or that. And they don't really know because they have not been plugged in and got all the information, and they need to do that. And the more of us that do it, the more that we can come together, and if there is issues that we want to change or make a difference in, that's the way to do it, is we stand together and start uniting together as people, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or whatever it is. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with keeping our liberties.
Right. Well, freedom's not free.
That's
there's
right.
a cost. And at least we don't have to go out living here in town. Now, our young people who are in the military. They do go out and put their lives on the line. But we need to put our time on the line to be protecting what's going on. One thing I'd like to also mention, a group of us back last January started going to the County Board of Supervisors meeting, and with the move to have the county board put their videos online of their meetings to where that what the people can see that. I mean, there's people that French Gulch, clear up to MacArthur, Fall River, Hat Creek, Bernie, I mean, and all points in between. I mean, there's people that can't make it with snow, weather, whatever, can't make it to the meetings, but at least they can see what their county board was doing in their behalf. So we need to put pressure on the Board of Supervisors to move forward and get this done. It's been 12 months now, and to my understanding that this has not been achieved. They're saying, well, it costs too much money. Does accountability and transparency for we the people going to cost too much money? I mean, somewhere along the line, I don't think that's going to fly.
Right, yeah. I hear you on that. So, you know, let's get back to climate change and Agenda 21
sure.
and some of the issues that – you know, we went over the mileage, and we've gone over a little bit of the water that's going on here. And what else can we look forward to, it, so to speak? I mean, that's coming down with this. I know, you know, like I said before, they're in every aspect of our lives.
Well, the climate action plan has smart meters, and I mentioned earlier about smart meters for water. But they can put smart meters in for our appliances, your refrigerator, your microwave, I mean, your heater, your air conditioner. I mean, there's just all kinds
right.
of things that they can put these smart meters in. And there's been a tremendous pushback on smart meters. Well, the reason that they want to move forward with these smart meters is this is the way for them to be able to keep us under control, to find out what we're doing, to force us to cut back. I mean, they could turn around and say, you've got a refrigerator, it's not working, and you need to replace it, you don't do it. Well, they just shut it off.
Right.
through a smart meters, that can happen.
Well, yeah. Well, like over in Germany, there was a gentleman that worked for the electric company, and he, you know, basically threw the switch on for everybody to have electricity, and then he would throw the switch off when they didn't want anybody. But my point being is he worked for him, and when he went home, he didn't even have electricity because they said, hey, you know, it's 10 o'clock or whatever. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who you are. You know what? You don't get electricity either. So.
Well, there's so many areas to where with water. I mean, the county's involved in this Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Regional Water Management Group. That's a mouthful. There are connections there. Now, granted, it's nice to have six counties be able to come together and look for water grants to help our water or our community service districts and our water agencies. That's fine. But they're tying climate change and their client tying data management to these with requirements, strings. And data management is nothing more than greenhouse gas inventory. Well, greenhouse gas inventory is the basis of cap and trade, California style.
Right.
Well, I cannot see how the state of California is going to survive cap and trade costs and add it into our economy. Sure, the state of California is going to have a ton of money coming in, but at the same time, I don't see how we're going to be able to afford it. Somewhere along the line, the golden goose is going to get plucked.
And with that, I believe we have to go to a break. If you'd like to call in and comment on this subject, please give us a call at 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Dark flat land she rides on a pony she named Wildfire.
Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center Saturday, December 29th for our annual New Year's Gala fundraising benefit to be held at the Reading Veterans Memorial Building for a fun night of good food, live music, and dancing. Proceeds from this event benefit the museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Programs. Tickets are just $35 each and can be purchased at the following locations: GMS Man Jewelers, Classic Cafe, Jones Fort, or North Valley Bank. Call the museum at 378-2280 or visit us online at norcalveteransmuseum.org.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
With Election Day now behind us, Fox News Radio takes a look back at what exactly happened. In 2012, America's election headquarters looks back. Join Fox News Radio's team of expert reporters, analysts, and political insiders, fresh off the campaign trail, who sit down to discuss the big political stories of the year.
Be listening this New Year's Day, Tuesday morning at 6, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
And we're back, and we're dancing here in the studio to that. Thanks to my brother for that nice tune. So, and we're back, And we have a question in the chat room, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's addressed to you, and it says, there is a street widening project on Placer being planned currently for a seemingly high price. Does the council have the ability to streamline that cost?
The thing that I would bring mention, I know about this project. Now, the actual cost, I can't answer that one because I haven't looked into it. I will, because the question has been asked now. But I know that the city right now has very little money to work on our streets and roads. Up until I took my seat on the city council, I was on the streets and roads work group, and we'd met, I don't know, three or four times through this last fall. And the city has very little money, and the cost of doing this project in the long run is going to greatly change the traffic flow coming into the city from the west on Placer and coming from the county into the city, and for us that live on the west side of town. The council could look at streamlining the costs, but the thing with it is I know for a fact this project is streamlined. There were other areas and other ways that they really wanted to go with this, stoplights and this and that and the other thing, that would be more expensive. So this particular project has been streamlined to a great extent already. Again, I apologize for not being able to talk about the price. It's a seemingly high price, but the price of it, but it's going to really change. There are some dangerous intersections along Placer coming from subdivisions on both the north and south side of Placer as you come into town that have a hard time getting onto Placer. And the configuration of this addition here, which is going to be widening, I believe, from Boston to Air Park. The widening is going to cost. I mean, it's all costing, but it's the way that the city has been using the dollars that they have, and I can tell you very few dollars they have in streets and roads any longer to this direction.
Okay, and then also in the chat room, they're asking, why do we need the islands and trees? You know, instead of just putting in lanes.
Well, that brings up a good point. Some of the islands, I think, might be part of the state having state money into it. But the thing with it is, recall we just talked here a few minutes ago about the climate action plan and the use of water, and the having to change irrigation and landscaping water modes. Why are we even putting any trees or anything in beautification? If we're going down this trail, which it looks like they're forcing us to, if we're going down this trail, why are we even having the islands? We can have the islands if that's necessary, yes, but you don't need any vegetation.
We don't need the palm trees. What are those? Like 10,000 or some yeah, but, crazy but, amount for
but
the
thing,
trees?
The thing up there was the motel people are the ones that paid that $1 million for those trees. And I don't know that it looks nice. I'm not going to say one way or the other on that one. But as far as around town, the islands out in the street, you have to bring water out there. That's a cost. That's greenhouse cost. That's going to come back to haunt us. Why are we continuing to move in that direction? And there's another thing I think that maybe folks might notice is you're seeing more and more little bicycle signs on streets around town. And one thing that I would like to encourage folks is when you see a bicycle sign or a designated bicycle lane, pay attention to where it is. Pay attention that it's in traffic flow. Pay attention to where would you want to ride your bicycle in that particular lane with this configured the way it is. Just start paying attention. I know I've been doing that around Reading, and I have a problem with that and a safety problem. And I would like to have people in the community. Now, I'm a bike rider. I have an old bike that I bought 40 years ago, and I do like to ride my 10-speed bicycle. But at the same time, we need to be able to keep people safe when you're riding your bicycle.
That's right. And I have noticed those lanes, and they're popping up all over more and more. And some of them just stop. They'll be going along, and then they're just no more.
Yeah, so you're out.
Yeah, it's like, where'd the bicycle riders, where are they supposed to go?
You know
what I mean? It's like, okay, poof.
You have an active traffic lane to your right, and you have an active lane or two or three to your left, and here you are at an intersection, and it doesn't go through the intersection. Where are you supposed to go? I mean, if just pay attention, please. Pay attention to where these lanes go, where they start, where they stop, and look at them. I think that somewhere along the line with Caltrans and some of the things the city is doing, I think we need to go back and we need to reevaluate. We need to look at it because I'm really afraid somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, aren't they going back and revisiting the general plan as it is? Was that my misunderstanding that on some of this stuff?
On the climate action plan, the county is going to put that into their. See, the climate action plan has no power until you put it into the general plan. Then that's where they're going to get their power to it, or they can force things on people.
Now, is there a way that people might be able to get involved in stopping it going into the general plan? You know?
But as far as the county, there's five people that are going to put it in there, and that's five Board of Supervisors. So the people need to start talking to Board of Supervisors and start figuring out just what it is that we want and how we want to go about it. The California Chamber of Commerce, the state group on Chamber of Commerce, has sued the state of California on the cap and trade. And from my way of thinking, there ought to be cities and counties all up and down California joining that case as friends of the court to give it more support that we don't need to go there because this is going to tremendously hurt our economy. And our economy is shaky.
Well, we all know that. The economy is not in good shape, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Well, with the regulations and things coming at us, to me, it's looking like it's going to get...
Well, yeah, especially here in California. I mean, we're the highest tax rate state there is. There are going to be a lot of it coming down after the first of the year. What are people going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't have the money.
The thing with it is, whether you own a business in the city of Redding, County of Shasta, or whether you're an employee at one of these businesses. How strong is the business? How is your job? How is your business? How is your job? When was the last time you got a raise as compared to other people that get raises, especially in government? We need to start drawing a line as to where we can start controlling what's going on. We have pension plans with the city, city and the county that are going to kill us one of these days down the road. We have unfunded obligations in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
So with that, people, we're winding down the hour. Again, you need to get involved. Get to your city council meetings. Get to your Board of Supervisors. Start meeting up with like-minded people on these issues and getting your information so you can make a difference out there. Maybe get involved with this general plan issue. I know that, you know, the general plan's a big deal. And when I tried to get a copy of the general plan, it took me a bit. But you can get a copy of it down there and get your
information. Both the city and the county.
Yeah, you sure can. So, you know. Also, we want to remind you again about the beautiful Red Barn and its lights down there on Barrel Court for Mr. Wilkinson and the Salvation Army. The lights will be going on until December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So go down there and check it out. If you haven't been down there, folks, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. And while you drive by, put your dollar or so in the kettle and help the Salvation Army out.
Yes, please do. And, Linda, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come on the program.
Well, thank you. And next week, I believe my brother and I will be back. I'm not sure who our guest is, but as always, we will be bringing you something new and informative. And with that, I think we're almost to the end, aren't we, Rachel?
Yes, we are.
All right. Like, again, folks, get involved. Enjoy your New Year's. Be safe out there. And I guess we will see you next week. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Oh, you can't fake it.
Shasta Redding.
Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
The economy's growing, but keeping it that way means that the folks you sent to Washington have to do their jobs.
President Obama, in his weekly address, urging a deal, even a small one, on avoiding automatic tax hikes for millions of Americans in the new year.
Fortunately, going over the fiscal cliff is avoidable. There's not much time, but there's still time to act.
Missouri Senator Roy Blunt for the Republicans is all about that so-called fiscal cliff. Tax hikes and spending cuts taking effect with no deal on cutting the deficit.
If tax rates return to 2001 levels, the Tax Policy Center says 88% of taxpayers will be hit, on average, by about $3,500. That's because, in addition to tax rates, other popular deductions are set to sunset. Those include enhanced deductions for dependent and child care and student loan interest. Capital gains rates are also set to go up, in some cases taxed at ordinary income levels. More widespread and end of the two-year-long payroll tax holiday.